As you hear the words of today's psalm, Psalm 139, I just would like to invite you, wherever you're listening, if you'd like, to join me in the response. And that response is, "Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way." O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. That I know very well. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. My mom is a master crafter, especially with anything yarn-based. So when I was a young girl, she taught me to knit. Or probably I should say that she tried to teach me to knit, because I really didn't learn very well. My knitting always looked all raggedy and uneven. There were holes where there should be yarn and weird snags of excess yarn where I'd caught a stitch and not noticed. Also, I never learned how to properly cast on the stitches to get started or cast them off at the end to finish a project. But I did try. For a little while. My first real project was a scarf for my dad, and I had not only never knitted such a thing, I don't actually think I'd ever seen a knitted scarf up close. Of course, I was worried that it wouldn't be long enough, and as I mentioned, I didn't really know how to do the finishing stitches, so I just kept knitting and knitting until this poor scarf was probably 10 feet long. One end was maybe 4 inches wide, and the other was somehow inexplicably more like 8 inches wide. I had started in July, and by that Christmas, Dad put on the scarf and made a big fuss over how warm he'd be that winter, but it was pretty clear to me that knitting was not my special talent in this world. Sorry, Mom. These days, my daughter knits beautifully. And of course, you all will understand immediately when I tell you that she didn't learn that from me. Having seen my mom's and my daughter's beautiful scarves, sweaters, hats, baby blankets, with their bright, soft yarns and intricate stitchery, I've grown to appreciate even more the skill and patience and labor that go into creating something of function and beauty. And you, whoever you are and wherever you are listening to these words, you are something of function and beauty as well. Knitted together in your mother's womb, lovingly and intimately by the holy and living God. Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of pain around us, and that pain demands our attention. But it's also important to pause and remember that each of us is fearfully and wonderfully made. You, your children, friends, neighbors, that rude person ahead of you in line at the grocery store with 73 items in the 10 item or less lane, that bored person taking your money at the toll booth, that forgotten woman in prison, the homeless guy with the sign, your nemesis at work, the victim of crime, and the criminal, the person who takes your order at the coffee shop and gets it right or doesn't, each one fearfully and wonderfully made. So I'm asking myself, if I truly see that, how can I walk through the day in the same old way? How can I look at other people in the same old unaware way? Today, may you see the patience and intricacy and love that knitted you, that knew your days before they began, the love that gave that same lavish gift to all of creation. You, knitted together by the holy and living God.